This is episode 96 of the Android Buffet Podcast, recorded May 21st, 2012, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome once again to another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. I'm here with my intrepid co-host.
Intrepid?
Yes.
That's me. I'm intrepid.
Okay. How was your week,
Jerry? Do I want to be intrepid?
How was your week, Jerry?
It was not good.
Okay, with my not good co-host, Jerry Jones.
No, it was not good. It is gonna be. This past week was not good. This week coming up should be better.
Oh. Well, I'm already 2 days into my week. And I'm hoping it's over soon. Are you looking forward to Memorial Day?
No.
Neither am I. I like the idea of it, though.
I'm looking forward to getting my new phone.
I thought it was stuck in customs.
They just released them a few hours ago.
Oh, and does that mean you're going to get one?
Yes. I was going to get one even though they were locked up. It was just
you were going to go down and break into the customs facility and steal your phone?
No, it was just going to take me longer.
So when is this phone set to be delivered now?
Well, they're shipping them. They're going to start shipping them tonight. So some people may have them by Wednesday. I expect I'll probably get mine Thursday or Friday because I went to Best Buy.
And why was your phone impounded at customs?
Many, many moon ago, Apple won an injunction against Apple or against HTC.
Okay.
For the if you're in a web page or looking at a text message and there is a phone number or an address or an email, you know how it turns into a link?
Yeah.
Well, if you press that and it pops up a menu of what would you like to do? Well, apparently that is a patented thing by Apple. And because Android does that, there was an injunction against HTC. There was a kind of a grace period up until April 19th where they wouldn't actually enforce the injunction so that HTC had a chance to fix the problem. Well, April 19th came and went, and then they were supposed to start doing basically inspections on the phones to see if they still infringed or not. Well, they didn't do the inspections, and they continued to not do the inspections, and they continued to not do the inspections.
But HTC did fix the problem.
They did fix the problem.
Do you know
how? So, basically, if you, my understanding is that it will still highlight the things, but it will just activate them as if it's an intent, an Android intent. So it'll just run whatever. If it's a phone number, it'll run the dialer. If it's an email address, it'll run the.
Well, you get a choice, but now they have a menu setting called App Associations. Mm-hmm. That you have to go into to assign these links. You can't do it on the fly.
So that the menu does not pop up.
No.
Because the recognizing the link and showing a menu is what was patented. You can recognize the link or you can show a menu, but you can't do both.
Yes, so I've been playing with the App Associations feature.
You have?
Yes.
How?
I went to Swappa and bought an HTC Resound. Used.
Oh my gosh, you're an HTC-er now?
No, I still have my Droid 3, but it is the first time that I have owned an HTC phone.
Oh.
And it's the first time I've had a 4G phone, which is why I have to have a stack of batteries sitting here, too.
So you're saying your battery life's not good?
I haven't really tested it in the field.
So you're just making the assumption that your battery life sucks?
No, it is moving down faster, but that may just be the fact that I now have numbers at less than 10 increments. For some reason, Motorola only does battery percentages in units of 10.
Really?
Yeah, so it's 90, 80. So you can't have an 86% battery life unless you hack the phone. So it may just be that because I'm seeing the number creep down instead of jumping down 10 at a time,
mm-hmm.
that my impression of how fast it is draining may not be accurate.
Bear in mind that you can also turn off the 4G.
Not as easily. There's no real toggle widget.
Sure there is.
Nope.
What?
No.
Is it a 4G, like WiMAX, or a 4G LTE?
WiMAX? Yeah. What is this WiMAX of which you speak?
Have you ever heard of Clear?
No, I wasn't speaking literally. I was speaking, that was a Sprint thing. It was never a Verizon thing.
Oh, that's right. You're on Verizon.
Yes.
So you don't have the ability to turn off 4G.
No, I can turn it off. It's just I don't have a toggle switch.
Oh.
There is a toggle widget, but all it does is open up the screen where you have to toggle it. So you can't do it in widget form. But there is a way to do it. It's a secret screen. But they have a widget in the market that will link directly to that secret screen.
But it won't actually toggle it.
No. You have to toggle it yourself. And apparently so you might be able to toggle it into GSM mode, but I haven't really played with that.
Interesting.
Why would I want to do that unless I left the country? Or got an AT&T SIM just for the amusement of it. I might actually go get a prepaid AT&T SIM just to actually be amused by the fact that I could put it into a Verizon phone.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Well, you'll get to see it. I'm not going to bring the Droid 3 along. I will bring the 4G LTE phone. I'm sorry that my phone name isn't as impressive as yours. The Evo 4G LTE. Mine's just a misspelled word.
Yeah, well.
Oh, he's only hearing me on the stream?
I hope you're at least recording both of us.
Oh, I'm recording both of us. It just may be that I picked up the wrong... as I said, there are two devices. They use the same device ID.
Oh.
So it's quite possible that...
How does that even work? Because if you're on a network and two things have the same IP address,
well, no,
things just don't work right.
Yeah, it's not the things don't work correctly. Basically, the device ID, essentially the hardware ID, I can't identify which one's which, since they both identify as the same device. They actually are in different places, but since they're USB devices, it's sort of hard to tell which place is which. Give me a second to start and restop the stream. The stream is now stopped. Those of you who were listening live will not be able to hear me right now. Okay, what I need is... Let's see, input Elsa Burr Brown. Must be... Failed to connect. Okay. I have to figure out what the actual device name is now.
Okay.
Now, this took me a while last time, so... Yeah, they're both Texas Instruments PCM2902 audio codecs. How do I invert them? I don't even remember what I did last time. Wish I'd made notes. Wait a minute, I did make notes. I made them in shell script format. Just don't remember what they mean. Well, this was like 3 months ago, the last time I played with this. Okay, input, okay. Active device. Okay, here we are. USB, Burr Brown, UDEV ID. Card number 2 is, okay, USB. Here we are. It's codec_1. And the other one is just, yeah, I found it. 1 second. I'll have this fixed when I rebuild the thing at some point. Codec. This should do it if I'm right. There we are. For those of you listening to the recording, we'll cut out some of the silence as I try to figure this out. For those of you who are on live streaming, please tell me if you hear Jerry. Jerry, sing something. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just was playing a little, be quiet joke to see if, because then it would like really freak them out. They're like, no, we still don't hear him because I wasn't actually saying anything or that was the idea. See the humor there?
Yes. Basically, the problem is for those of you who weren't paying attention, who were unable to hear me because I was sort of lecturing when the stream was off. The problem is that I have two devices, one which handles the input just from me to Jerry, and the other one that handles the input of both of us. And unfortunately, they're both USB-based devices, because that keeps noise from coming, and they both have the same chipset, even though they're made by different manufacturers. So the system can't tell which one is which, and sometimes when it reboots, it misidentifies which one's number one and which one's number two.
That could be troublesome in a bathroom.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, well, Hopefully, those who are in the chat room will be able to enjoy our words of wisdom shortly.
Hello.
Well, I do have a question for you, Jerry, while we are waiting for people to check on the stream that may be of interest. Next Monday is Memorial Day.
Okay.
Do you wish to schedule a regularly scheduled program, or do you wish to reschedule it in honor of the holiday?
I have absolutely zero objections to doing a regularly scheduled podcast.
Okay. Well, then I will be I will be building the mobile podcast studio. Jerry, talk so Brome can tell us whether or not he can hear you. Because if Brome can't hear you, then no one can hear anybody but me. And that's so disappointing. But, Jerry, in order for this to work, you have to actually talk.
Okay. Hello. Yeah. Darn it.
Darn it, people can hear you?
No, he didn't fall for it. The whole I'm being quiet thing, so it sounds like he can't hear me.
Why do you want to pick on me, Jerry? I'm having a hard day. I can tell you stories, but actually I can't, because I don't usually tell work stories. But
my Evo's on the way. I'm happy.
And I have a Resound.
And I am extremely happy that you have an HTC.
I'm not sure I'm happy about that, but what was the alternative? A Samsung? Now, when you compare the Samsung Galaxy Nexus from Verizon with the HTC Resound, both of roughly the same vintage, I will direct you to a story that appears later in the lineup. I paid Verizon $2,027.57 to beta test their Galaxy Nexus for 5 months. I think that says it all. When the Resound, which I bought from some random guy in Maryland on Swappa, arrived, it was rooted and ROMed. I did not start with stock. I started with
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
How did you arrive at that number?
I don't know. This is an article. You'd have to ask the
author. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about you.
No, when did I have a Galaxy Nexus? I'm not Murph. Murph has a Galaxy Nexus. Perhaps he can talk about how he's been beta testing the Verizon version of that phone, because they haven't released an update in 5 months.
Yeah.
And again, that's Verizon. And admittedly, I'm not happy with Verizon's tendency to hold back updates that are released by the manufacturer. But in this case, as I said, the phone showed up with a custom ROM on it, which included Sense 4.0 and Ice Cream Sandwich, neither of which will actually be available on the Resound, although I think actually no Ice Cream Sandwich is coming. But Sense 4.0 is not coming for the Resound. It's supposed to only get 3.6. So essentially what I am running will be very close to what you will get on your HTC Evo 4G LTE.
Really? I'm going to get 4.0.
Yeah, it's running 4.0, but the stock version that they're going to release of Ice Cream Sandwich, which is apparently held up by Verizon, is going to be 3.6. But somebody hacked on the 1X version, which is 4.0. So it came rooted, it came ROMed, and I don't know what stock looked like, but I don't have to, because the phone didn't come with it. The guy also threw in 4 TPU cases.
And what's a TPU?
It's like this rubbery backing case in funny colors. Threw in an extended battery, an original battery, a replacement back for the extended battery, a case that fit the extended battery, and a charger.
Cool. So your batteries are used?
That's why I just ordered some non-OEM batteries to add to my collection. They just arrived. Unfortunately, they
are. Okay, well, I don't want to hear any worries about or any problems with your
I have to be prepared. Batteries. Well, because I have to be prepared.
Starting off with used batteries, and batteries have a limited lifetime period. And then, instead of getting nice quality batteries, you went for non-OEM batteries. So
they're nice quality.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
They got good reviews, and they came with a free charger.
Oh, well, then they must be good if they came with a charger.
Well, you'll hear more about that later, and you'll see it. Anyway, next week I will be, that means because I will be doing the show remotely due to a upcoming Jewish holiday, I will be launching the show from the Wenica Mobile Podcasting Studio, which I had been building in part to take to self, although I hadn't decided which pieces would come with me. So it's going to be a little different setup than normal, which I will now be building, a slightly different microphone, but you'll see more of that. And if I am there and I have time, maybe I will bring some of my relatives to say hi. You know, we had such fun with that studio audience last time. Maybe I'll bring another studio audience. That guy wasn't related to me, by the way.
No?
No. What made you think he was? Just because you happened to be sitting in my living room?
No, because you brought it up.
No, I'm just saying, I might bring people who are related to me into the room.
Oh.
Yes, we could have Gadget Wisdom Grandma on.
Okie dokie.
Anyway, shall we get to some news? We missed
There's
some
news?
Lessons. Yeah, much news.
Yeah.
Lots of interesting things. Let's get to some other news. I love other news. Runcore has a new solid-state drive that offers not only built-in wipe, but a nuke setting. So essentially, the drive could be directed to self-destruct by sending a electrical current through the drive, which will make it unusable. That's, of course, for you extra paranoid people.
Very. But unless it pops the memory thingies, I don't understand what good that does.
Well, a high energy or pulse could actually burn them out.
Now, I could see the use in that if it burned them all out.
That's what it's implying. They have a wipe function, which would just wipe them, but they have another nuclear function, which would make it completely useless.
Well, is it nuking the memory, or is it nuking the controller?
I think it's the memory.
I think it would be cheaper and faster to just nuke the controller.
But then couldn't somebody with technical skills extract the memory?
Exactly my point.
But they're charging a premium for this. I assume they're doing the safest thing. Not necessarily the cheapest thing. Anyway, we'll see if that ever comes out. I don't think I need that function, so I probably won't be spending the extra money. I just like the idea. Press a button and your drive self-destructs.
I have a hard enough time keeping my memory from... or keeping my data from getting lost without a button that makes it go poof.
Poof. I like that word. Poof. It's a fun word.
Poof's the magic dragon.
Well, no, I keep a poof. Yeah. I own a poof.
What kind of a poof?
It's green.
Okay, but, like, is it a hair poof?
No.
I don't know. Is it a marshmallow poof?
No, it's a puff.
Then I don't know what you're talking about.
A poof is a sponge that you use for cleaning purposes. I own one. It's green.
Cleaning what? Dishes?
No. People.
Oh. And that's something you do frequently, is clean people?
I like to remain clean.
Oh, you clean your own person.
Well, I think my father also owns a poof. I know once I went to visit him and he accidentally used my poof instead of his poof.
Sometimes I think you try hard just to set me up for jokes. I really do.
Maybe. Isn't that good?
Okay, now, so is this like a, when you say it's a sponge-like thing?
It's like a round object.
Okay, but is it like a sponge?
No.
Or is it like a fabric and stuff that's got kind of knotted at the middle and makes it into a fabric-y type ball?
Sort of like a fabric-y type ball.
Okay, I use the same thing.
For the yes, that's called a poof.
I did not know what it was called.
P-O-U-F, poof.
P-O-U-F?
Yeah.
Oof. So not even P-O-O-F.
No, P-O-U-F.
Google, don't fail me now. That is not what I thought it was.
Poof.
P-O-U-F. So not what I thought it was.
Okay. What does Google say out of curiosity? I didn't go to look. So what does Google say about a poof?
It looks like an ottoman.
An ottoman?
Yeah, that thing that you put at the...
That you put your feet on, yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Ottoman Empire. That was an
empire. Holy cow, these poofs are expensive. $80, $160. I'm looking at, I searched for poof at Target.
Excuse me, I paid $1 for my poof. It's a sponge. Who pays $80 for a poof? I bought it at the supermarket. It's not
a piece of furniture.
$80 for something to wash?
No, I think it's a piece of furniture.
And it's a different type of poof. Either way, I'm referring to a bathing poof.
Poof.
Aren't you so glad the audio came back so you can hear this discussion?
Okay, here we go. At Amazon, we've got a poof mesh sponge.
Told you. Called a poof.
I wonder if Poof is the name brand.
I don't think so.
Huh. Yeah, I use the same thing. I love them.
Yeah, they're very nice. I used to use a bar, but I found the bar didn't work as well.
Yep, and I've tried using them. I've tried bar and... a bar on a washcloth.
I tried a washcloth.
Bar and a washcloth. And I just like the poof better.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of...
Maybe we can make Android-shaped poofs for people.
I have news for my wife, for you.
Oh?
She says that I don't snore at all anymore.
Oh, good. I may still snore.
Whatsoever.
I may still snore. But for the courtesy of people who share rooms with me at conferences... Mm-hmm. I provide complimentary breathe rights and earplugs.
What do you mean, breathe rights?
Oh, those are those things you put on your nose to try to reduce noise. They open up your nasal passages.
But that's not what makes you snore.
No, but sometimes it reduces the noise.
Oh. Are you a light sleeper?
Only when I'm not deeply asleep.
So you have trouble getting to sleep.
Once I'm there, I'm pretty good. I toss and turn a lot. Yes, the other night I couldn't sleep, so I decided to watch a marathon on television.
Are people running or consecutively?
Yes, many shows of the same show.
What show?
Oh, Air Crash Investigation. There's nothing to relax you in the middle of the night but like watching people investigate accidents. It's an interesting show. I recommend it.
Sure it is.
Yes, I learned a lot.
I'm sure you did.
It's always human error.
Yes.
Let's move along. The London police will soon be able to extract mobile phone data in minutes.
Minutes, you say?
Yes, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's... I would barely even classify that as minutes. That's like almost half an hour.
But they have a dedicated machine that does it. And they're going to be trained in how to use the machine.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Whatever.
In other news... the U.S. Department of Justice states citizens have the right to record police officers on duty.
Yeah!
I say this because most people record with a cell phone. So if you are recording the local police, then remember, you, according to the Department of Justice, have a right to do so. So the police may not harass you in this. Well, actually, they can harass you, but they're not supposed to.
And if you live in Jacksonville, the JSO will beat you down.
Make sure you get that on tape.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay.
You don't play with the JSO. They go all L.A. pretty quick.
What happened in L.A.?
Rodney King?
Yeah, but that was overblown.
Oh.
Not necessarily. Okay. Yes, should they have... The part that they always cut out of those videos was the fact that he essentially was potentially dangerous at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, they always cut out the part... No, I'm saying if you actually look at the full video, not the part that was edited for television...
Mm-hmm.
Now, admittedly, should they have necessarily kept doing that? No. But the reason why they were acquitted is that the jury saw the full video, which indicated that while they didn't necessarily handle it in the best manner, they weren't beating a poor defenseless man. They were beating somebody who was actually fighting back.
Ah. So no, there are reports here. Well,
you know. Junk Boy says in South Central Los Angeles, we have nice cops. I just consider we're talking about Rodney. You know,
cops get a bad beat. A bad reputation. Man, that's got to be... I mean, just... I got to say, I got nothing but respect for those people.
I do. That's why I watch Dragnet.
But they have a really, really bad reputation here in Jacksonville. I don't know how much of it is deserved.
Well, I think that in most cities, and I will agree with Jump Boy, the initial beating was warranted, the continued beating was wrong, and they shouldn't have been acquitted. Again, they were acquitted because it was felt the initial beating was warranted, but you were probably right that... They should have been charged much more strictly, and the whole thing was a complete mess. Moving along, apparently Kodak had a nuclear reactor stashed in the basement.
What?
Yeah. And apparently, I just like the title that the story had. It makes perfect sense that Kodak had a nuclear reactor stashed in the basement. You didn't read this? So.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Yeah, you have to appreciate the people who write article titles like that. Apparently, Kodak Park in Rochester had the research reactor in its basement for more than 30 years. It was locked down, remotely surveilled, and tightly regulated. 6 years ago, the company decided to close it down and had to submit detailed plans for removing it and their uranium to federal regulators. It was sent off in November 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently people are baffled as to why a Kodak would have weapons-grade uranium. Nice to know. I feel better.
Yeah.
I've been to Rochester. I feel better knowing I was near a nuclear reactor, because I was there prior to 2007. And once again, Junk Boy has made the perfect comment. Talk about a Kodak moment. Anyway, the music labels have forced MP3 tunes, which I've mentioned in app form on this program before, into bankruptcy. This is the second time that they've forced this type of idea into bankruptcy, the idea that music can live in the cloud. Apparently it can if you have enough money to defend it, being if you're Amazon or Google, but if you're MP3 tunes, you end up in bankruptcy.
Still not profitable, though.
Yeah. I may be moving my music over to Amazon. For some reason, Google Music hasn't been working as well. I really like their metadata editing, but I don't really like some of their interface issues. I don't really like the Amazon ones either, but I'm not sure where I'm going to... I may just keep it in both, just as a backup. Anyway, one final in other news article. How to save the space program. Build the Starship Enterprise.
Seems legit.
Yeah. The guy wants to build the Starship Enterprise. Not necessarily figuratively. Figuratively in the sense that he doesn't want to build a replica. He wants to build a working Starship Enterprise to save the space program and believes this could be done in a few decades.
Sure, why not? I mean, it may not be capable of warp speed, but...
I think, judging by the notes, it's more the size and the technology, so essentially things like artificial gravity, which would be essential for any length. You know, so essentially, it's not so much literal as figurative, but it's literal in the sense that that's their goal. They want something that is like the Starship Enterprise and may look like it.
I like it.
Okay. So let's get into some notes from some service providers. T-Mobile.
I don't know if the 100 megawatt laser was necessary, but...
You need phasers to protect from the Klingons. I'm sure the Klingons will show up once you build Starship Enterprise.
Okay.
Well, you know, Jerry, you haven't lived until you've read Shakespeare in the original Klingon. Never mind.
Sometimes you scare me.
No, what would scare you is if I actually started speaking Klingon.
Yes.
I won't. Could, but won't.
Okay.
Not fluently. I know enough to get by. Like Spanish. That's a lot like Klingon. Anyway. T-Mobile is offering new contractless pricing. $300 megabytes for 1 week at $15. 1.5 gigabytes at 1 month for $25. 3.5 gigabytes for 1 month at $35. And 5 gigabytes for 1 month at $50.
Wow.
That's actually not bad in terms of pricing.
Seems quite expensive to me.
Compared to what?
Sprint's unlimited.
This is contractless pricing. What would Sprint charge you for a no contract month? I'm not talking about month to
what
month. This is now, you pay the money and you get it. So this is the prepaid type stuff. I don't know what Sprint sells off most of its prepaid to those third-party companies that resell it.
Yeah, is that Boost or who is Sprint's?
Let's see. There's Virgin, there's Boost, there's Metro PCS.
Yeah, but I think Metro PCS is on their own.
Are they? And Clearwire, Net Zero, and Ting are all, I think, resellers. But I always get confused about that.
Oh, well, I know Metro PCS. I don't know this for a fact, but I believe their $50 plan is pure unlimited text, talk, message, everything.
But aren't they contract-based?
Data. No. Metro PCS? No.
Prepaid? Okay. Well, speaking of unlimited, Verizon's CFO has announced the end of grandfathered unlimited plans this summer, concurrent with the start of shared data plans. Customers will be forced to adopt new plans when they renew their contracts. So the question is, will this be better for some customers or bad for everybody? So I am on a family share plan with family. The question is, will I save money based on my usage by combining my allowance with the other members of my family, or will I have to pay more money? Tune in, because as soon as I find out, I'll probably rant about it on this show.
Because you won't like the answer.
Meanwhile, T-Mobile, those people who just introduced contractless pricing, which isn't bad, at least compared to what Verizon would charge me for a prepaid, has stated that customers don't want shared data plans, and has also stated customers who pay more should get more, which I agree with.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yep. If I have to pay more money, I should get more. And Murph, now that I have a 4G LTE SIM card inside my HTC Resound, I am still under 4G Unlimited. I know it's bad for you, but you could do what I did. Keep buying phones from Swappa, and you'll never have to renew your contract. Moving into some Android news, will Google be expanding the Nexus program to include multiple partners and selling unsubsidized phones directly from the Google Play Store?
You almost said Google Play. I heard it. Your voice, it had that slight intonation like you were headed there, but your inherent...
Dulcet tones?
No. Conservatism just drew you back.
You'd feel better if I said, Google Play! That would amuse you, Jerry? You know, I could say your name like that, too. Jerry Jones.
But it's not the Google Google Play. It's the Google Play. Yes. You know, you have to say Google normal and then play.
Yes. And Google Play.
I love it. Yes, it is entertaining.
Like Jerry Jones.
Not so much.
No. Okay. So what do you think? Would this be good? They're already selling a Nexus for $399 GSM unlocked. Makes me wish I was on a GSM network, because that's not a bad deal. Admittedly, I played with the Nexus at the local Verizon Emporium. It seems big to me.
I don't get it.
The only thing bigger that I found was a Galaxy Note. That wasn't at the Verizon Emporium, though.
I don't get this expanding the Nexus program. The Nexus is, You know, guys, if we were going to make a phone, this is the phone we would make, right?
Yep.
That's kind of what the Nexus phone is.
Well, it is. We're going to license somebody to make the phone we would have made.
Right.
So let me...
So how do you get that from many people? Aren't you... If there are many current Nexus phones, then aren't they just, you know, there's like Android and then there's Android Plus, right?
Well, I'm going with these are phones where the phone is officially endorsed by Google. And they are responsible. Maybe
they're just, these are the phones that are available from Google Play.
Yeah, but that means that they would endorse them and they would be responsible for updating them, maintaining them.
I don't know. You think that's true?
Well, that's, I think, what they want. I think they want, they realize that people are very annoyed by the idea of the carriers holding back updates. And yeah, they want the, they, now, would you pay a premium for a phone that you knew would be getting regular updates and wouldn't be subject to politics? That would be maintained.
Not a 300% premium, no.
Well, the question is, see, this is the question I have to ask you, and this doesn't make sense to me. Why is it that if you go on a month-to-month contract that you're not getting a discount for them not subsidizing your phone? Why is it the carriers aren't saying, well, this is a great thing. You're paying full price for the phone, and we don't have to subsidize it. Why aren't we giving you a break?
They are. Most prepaid plans are significantly cheaper than the equivalent contract price. My wife is on Metro PCS. I'm on Sprint. I pay $80 a month, $80-$90 a month for my phone.
Okay.
She pays $50, and yet her I'm limited to around 800 minutes a month. She's completely unlimited.
Why would I want unlimited? Who am I talking to?
Well, it makes sense for her. Trust me, you.
Okay.
That's why she's on Metro PCS. And
I only call people in the car.
And that's why we are not both on the same plan. Because what works for me doesn't work for her.
Ting. Anyway.
I know nothing.
Ha. 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 Anyway, Google is reworking the Google Play authorization system after issues arising from a new scheme that would only allow deauthorizing 4 devices per year. So you could have a maximum of 10, but you can only deauthorize 4 devices per year. The problem is this would affect people who constantly deauthorize and reauthorize the same device, which would be mostly power users and people who do a lot of rooting and ramen.
Yep. But I thought this was only for music.
It is to a point. And that's the thing is that they're going to end up having to do it for things like movies and books also. So any commodity. Now, they probably wouldn't do it for apps, but they might at some point in the future. It's the same authorization system. So they have agreed, at least fortunately, that they've realized there's a problem. They have admitted that there is nothing inherently wrong with wiping a device and reinstalling it. So my suggestion is there is a way to uniquely identify a specific piece of hardware. So don't do it by device, do it by device ID. So essentially, you can any time that you deauthorize and reauthorize the same device, it will not count towards your 4.
Right.
And if you buy more than 4 devices,
but per if year, you don't, I don't understand why you would deauthorize. Okay, you got this phone, and you're going to reboot it, and you're going to re-ROM it.
What about factory reset?
Or you factory reset it, or whatever. When you authorize the phone, it authorizes, as you say, the ID.
Well, right? Yeah, but I...
So when you reboot, your phone is already authorized.
Yeah, but it's doing it by factor, some of which are changed by a ROM, including things like version number, a name that it identifies. So essentially, a lot of that stuff in the build prop is often edited by ROMs, and that's some of the stuff that it uses to identify what the phone is, which may be a mistake. I think that's what they need to look at, which is how are they uniquely identifying phones? Because if I look in the history of all the devices I've ever had on my market account, or whatever we're calling it nowadays, my Play apps, it actually has things like, it has 3 different versions of the Barnes & Noble Nook Color, even though I've only ever had one of them.
Now, is there a limit to how many devices you can authorize? Because we're talking about deauthorization.
10, I believe. Right? I believe it is 10.
Because I wasn't aware there was a limit at all.
Apparently, there's a limit of 10.
So I can only have 10 phones or
booked into the same music account.
which is an account that is linked to my Google email address.
Yeah, so just one part of it would not work. Not necessarily the whole thing.
But if they move this so that the apps and everything else are linked to that as well.
Matter of concern.
Are you using the same system?
Matter of concern if they don't do something. But they've said they're going to rework it.
Okay.
So at least they've admitted that there's a problem for a segment of the population that's made it worth them looking at it.
Cool.
Moving along, OpenSignal Maps released an infographic. And I just love infographics. On the 681,900 Android devices that downloaded and used the app, which include 599 distinct brands, 3,997 different devices across 195 countries.
Their infographics suck.
I just like infographics. I think they're fascinating. I also like statistics. Did you know that Samsung now dominates Android sales, making it the number one handset manufacturer in the world at 26% of world sales? That's compared to the iPhone at 23%. And Nokia at 20%. HTC and Samsung make up 86% of UK Android sales, which is 50.1% of the overall smartphone market in the United Kingdom.
Wow. So you're saying that HTC alone has a share that's very close to Apple?
Only in the United Kingdom. Worldwide, they actually have a very small percentage. I believe they're number 17 worldwide.
17 is not a small percentage. But, yeah,
no, I'm saying they have less than 10% of the market. So, worldwide, they're very small. In the United States and in the UK, they're fairly popular. But that's a small percentage of the world.
Okay.
Let's see here. Motorola has advised, obviously, we want the new release to improve our devices. If we determine that can't be done, well, then we're not able to upgrade that particular device. So, essentially, if Ice Cream Sandwich doesn't improve the device, they won't update it. Which is why my Droid 3 is not getting Ice Cream Sandwich, despite the fact it was implied at the time I purchased it.
Whatever.
Yeah. A lot of people are a little upset. China, the lone holdout on this, has approved the purchase of Motorola Mobility by Google. Can I get a yay, Jerry? Or an eh, or a fat, or some appropriate noise?
I want to say yeah, but I'm kind of scared. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Speaking of China... Retailers there are offering a $74 miniature computer, only slightly larger than a thumb drive. And it is capable of running Ice Cream Sandwich and other ARM-compatible Linux platforms. It includes a single-core 1.5 GHz ARM CPU, a GPU, 512 MB of RAM, an HDMI port, and a full-size USB port with support for input devices, a micro USB port, a micro SD port, and an internal 802.11bg Wi-Fi antenna.
Wow.
Sounds like a fun device. If I've been able to get one of those, yeah, I could run the whole studio on a few of those. Maybe not. Speaking of...
That'd make a hell of a little bitty web server.
It would, wouldn't it? Now the smallest thing I have is this little mini ITX computer sitting here that I built over the weekend out of the old server that used to run the podcast. It's about the size of a hardcover book.
Wow.
It's the smallest computer I've ever owned.
Can you... I wonder if MySQL has an ARM distribution.
They might. While you look, do you think that your Android smartphone really needs 2 GB of RAM?
Yes.
Okay. Bear in mind that we haven't quite gotten there yet.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we're moving up in the world with RAM.
My phone will have 2 GB of RAM.
Yeah, but what I'm asking you is, you know, the world at large doesn't have that. A lot of them have 512. Some of them have 1.
Yep, my Evo's a 512-er.
Yep. So let's see how it improves your performance.
It's not just that. It's the constant... Not constant, but regular. Little warning up in the corner that says, oh my God, you're almost out of disk space. Oh my God, you got to do something. That just means I have to go through.
I never had that on the Droid 3.
Well, I have my wife and daughter send me a lot of pictures and via text message or MMS.
That's what SD cards are for, Jerry.
Right, but you have to actually save them to the SD card. And then delete them from your text, because if you leave them in the text area, then they're actually stored in a place called dialer storage, and you can't move that off to an SD card.
Isn't there an app for that that will export them automatically? I thought there was.
I don't know.
Anyway,
so every now and then I have to go through there. And
if there isn't, that would make a good app.
Yeah.
You know, go through your text messages, export the pictures, and delete the text messages.
Or just move the text messages. And replace them with, you know, a link.
Yeah, there are ways to do it, but it would certainly work. Speaking of memory, by the way, new DDR4 memory could mean reduced power consumption and performance for new tablets.
Is that the stuff that's used in the new memristors?
I'm not sure.
Because otherwise, eh.
Well, I like the sound of it. For those of us who are using SIM cards, LTE is using a SIM card, RIM, Motorola, and Apple seem to have found a compromise in the proposed nano-SIM standard.
What does that mean?
Well, right now we have SIM cards, which are the ones... the iPad and related things use a micro-SIM, which is a little itty-bitty tiny SIM that you can cut some of the SIM off of a regular-sized SIM to make a micro-SIM. And it's backwards compatible if you put it into an adapter. Now they want to make it even smaller, and then that would be a nano-SIM. And the compromise, one of the things that was a requirement, is that it has to be with an adapter backwards compatible. And also, instead of it sliding in, which people have trouble with, I believe the proposed compromise design would allow it to be pushed into place and locked, and then push again and it would unlock, sort of the way that a micro SD card does. You stick it in and you hear a click on some devices.
Is this really a problem?
Everything's getting smaller, Jerry. Pretty soon, in order to use your phone, you're going to need a magnified glass. Actually, your phone's getting bigger to use the stuff inside your phone. See, it's interesting. The phone gets bigger, but the stuff inside it gets smaller.
Yeah.
So eventually, to put in your 32 gigabytes of memory, you may need a pair of tweezers or, you know, special tools.
You know, speaking of that, the Galaxy Note.
Yeah, I went and saw one of those.
It's freaking huge, right?
Yeah.
How big's the screen on that? 5 inches?
Yeah. 5.3, I think.
Oh, is it 5.3? I thought it was 5.0.
I'd have to look. Something was 5.3.
My new Evo has a 4.7-inch screen. I'm just wondering, how big is that thing?
I don't know. I just went from 3.7 to 4, now I went from 4 to 4.3.
4.3 is pretty comfortable, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anything bigger than that might be uncomfortable. I don't know. How is Murph doing with, 4.8, I think, is a Galaxy Nexus is, 4.8?
I don't think so.
It's certainly bigger than a Resound.
Is it?
Murph, how big is your screen? We'll wait for the answer. In the meantime, did you know that cellular tablets use 3 times more data than smartphones?
Ah, bigger screens, more internet surfing. Tell me it isn't so.
But 3 times. More stats. And finally, one more thing. A call for Android game developers to innovate, not emulate. Oh, it's 4.65. I was close. I thought it was 4.8, but it's 4.65.
Because I've seen one of those in Best Buy, and I wasn't really, you know, it didn't strike me as, oh my god, that's huge.
Yes, but Murph has big hands.
So do I. Yes, they're getting skinnier, though.
And you know what they say about smartphone users with big
hands? They need big
phones? Yes, exactly. What did you expect me to say? If you have tiny hands,
big phones?
If you have tiny hands, you can have an iPhone. That's only 3.7.
Yeah. I wonder if they're actually going to make it bigger with the iPhone 5.
There are rumors it might go to 4.
Oh! Wow.
So shall we discuss some apps before we go?
Ooh, apps!
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we're running long, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
This is quite a contrast to our last show.
Yeah, well, I think we were a little off last week.
Yeah, I'm still putting out a fire, but at least it's a fire where there's, you know, I'm not talking to people, I'm just doing stuff.
Well, I thought it was nice to have Pat on. Not to be confused with Pat.
Okay.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah. Yes, he was. He was an exceptional personage.
Yes. I thought you would enjoy his presence. I am trying to get another guest. I'm not really good at this guest acquisition, but I'm trying to get better.
Speaking of which, Garby never sent us a voicemail, did he?
No, he didn't show up. He must have been too embarrassed.
As he should be.
Yes. Ashamed. Anyway, let's get through some apps so we can go. Alarm Clock Ultra. Offering an array of customization options, including puzzle disable, stopwatch, egg timer, and more.
And it's pretty.
Yeah. I just switched alarm clock apps again. I went back to gentle alarm because I needed my alarm to be much more complicated to program than it had been. For some reason, gentle alarm has a lot of settings. Well, you know, I think I have to change the noise, though. I miss my rooster. Motorola had a rooster. So when I wanted to wake up in the morning, it would go... Okay, I can't do a rooster noise. I'm sorry. Over and over again. I also don't have that droid noise. You know, droid.
What are you talking about? I just heard it today when we started up the show.
Yeah, that's the Droid 2 Global that runs the soundboard. It keeps saying droid. I'm saying I don't have it on the Resound.
Oh.
Maybe I can download it. I missed the phone saying droid.
Oh, you want to know something? This is so totally off topic, but something I'm really, really psyched about.
Yes.
the HTC Evo 4G LTE lets you set MIDI tones as your ringtone.
Okay.
When I was in Spain, I had, over there, you get Nokia phones. And with Nokia, you can basically program tones in for your ringtones. And I had always, for every phone, I always programmed in Airwolf. And, with my current Evo, you can't do MIDI, but you can do like an MP3. Well, I can't find any MP3s that sound right. I can find MIDIs that sound right. So I'm excited to be able to, set my phone back to the Airwolf that I like. Well, that was completely,
tangential. I look forward to hearing it in North Carolina. Oh, by the way, I finally got a fax from the hotel confirming that they are holding the correct reservation. I'm emphasizing the word fax. They sent me an email with a fax attachment. And this is a hotel where we're holding a technology conference. Moving along, Turntable FM is now here for Android.
I don't know what that is.
That's social music playing, like what I do after the show, where we all listen to a song. So in Turntable FM, we would have a room, and I would be the DJ, and you would share in my music love.
No, I wouldn't. I would go somewhere else. Well, that's I'm how just I not understand. A real sociable person, but okay, cool.
I don't really use it. I just understand the concept.
It was a great explanation. I think you did a fine job of explaining it to me like I'm five. Thank you very much.
Okay. I can continue to do that. Copilot now offering a free version, Copilot GPS. That means no turn-by-turn directions in the free version. You have to pay money to get the turn-by-turn directions, thus making the app less useful. CloudOn was released for Android, which allows you to create Word, Excel, and PowerPoint documents on the go. Am I explaining it to you in the proper manner here?
Whatever.
Okay. Savored launched an official app for Android, offering free reservations, discounted dining up to 40% in select cities. Expensify, which I am very fond of, updated, now with the ability to add trip itineraries. So you could add your trip to the Southeast Linux Fest and keep track of your expenses during that period. Google Maps was updated, bringing offers, indoor directions, and 360-degree panorama views for businesses. Restaurant.com launched an official Android app. Lookout updated its Ad Network Detector app to detect cellaring, which is the spammy network that will play a 10-second ad whenever you make a call.
Whoa, wait, what?
We mentioned that in a previous episode. Essentially, if you download certain apps, they will include cellaring, which every time you make a call, it will play a 10-second ad before it connects the call.
Oh, I would be so pissed.
Yeah, so would I.
This is not a thing, right?
It is. It is a thing.
Oh, my God.
I know we mentioned this, but we were out of it last week, so maybe... I don't even remember. Was it last week that we mentioned this? We definitely mentioned it at one point.
That is so evil.
It is. Evil.
I mean, I understand the whole desire for ads and stuff, but...
Evil.
Evilness.
Yes. Maniacal laugh.
No. Maniacal laugh in kind of implies good evil.
No. This is just I thought maniacal laugh was bad evil.
No.
Okay.
It's like... Maniacal laugh is like evil genius, that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
This is just pure bad evil. There's no good here. I don't get it. I guess that, are we getting to the point where we need this kind of anti-malware software on our phones? Oh, I guess so.
Lookout would like you to think that. They sell that kind of software. Anyway, Pocket 4.1 update now available includes page flipping mode, an improved dark theme, and a new sepia theme. Evernote also has a new look with version 4.0. And there's a new Firefox beta, which now is using the native Android framework, and now offers Flash support. You, Jerry, can try the beta.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna.
What are you going to try instead? Chrome 19? Which allows you to sync to your Android device with Ice Cream Sandwich.
But if I don't have Ice Cream Sandwich, what do I do?
You wait until
you... Oh, I know! Wait. I'll wait a couple days, and then I'll have Ice Cream Sandwich.
That's the idea. And, of course, Twitter has been updated to correct sync issues and other bug fixes. I still can't find a good Twitter app that I like for Android. I've had ones I've liked.
What's the resolution on your phone?
720, I believe.
720 high or 720 wide?
I thought it was 720p.
Okay, so give like me 12.
Give me a moment. I'll get you the exact resolution. I'll pull up the specs for the Resound. which you can do as well. HTC Resound. Let's pull. Come on. Here we are. Performance and comparison. The Verizon Galaxy Nexus versus the HTC Resound. That sounds like a good place to start.
720 by 1280.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Overall. So actually, we're going to have very comparable phones. Yours just has a higher pixel density than mine does.
Apparently.
And I've also got a much larger battery. Although maybe your extended is...
You should see the size of the extended.
I've seen the size of the extended for the Evos. They're friggin' huge.
That's probably equivalent.
They're like half an inch thick.
Yeah, that sounds about right for the extended battery. That's why I'm getting a case that will store it without the extended battery. But let's see here. I have the comparison of the Galaxy Nexus to the Resound. The Resound is thicker and more heavy. The Resound includes capacitive buttons. They are red. Let's see here. Both includes removable batteries, except the Resound offers a internal memory and a micro SD card slot. The Nexus packs a 4.65 Super AMOLED HD screen with a Pentile Matrix arrangement. The Resound sticks with a 4.3-inch SLCD panel using a standard RGB pixel arrangement with a pixel density of 342 PPI compared to the 316 of the Galaxy Nexus.
Yeah, but that whole Pentile display's got a lot of bad press. Lots of people don't like it. It makes your letters all...
I had it on the Droid 3. So apparently Junk Boy has the 2560 by 1440p display. Probably not on a phone, though. Let's see. The Resound has an 8-megapixel camera compared to the 5-megapixel of the Galaxy Nexus. I haven't really played with the camera yet. Maybe I'll have to take some pictures of Jerry Jones.
Poor guy.
Would you rather I said Jerry Jones?
No.
Okay. So, I'm very excited to have a phone. It's very hard to not have a keyboard, though. I miss a keyboard, but I'm going to have to learn, because more things do not have a keyboard than have a keyboard. Is that not right, Jerry?
That's right. And HTC has even said that they are going to stop making phones with keyboards.
That's very sad. But on that note, I believe it's time for us to end the program. Next week, assuming I can get all the equipment together, the show will once again be live from the secret Winnica Media bunker deep below ground with the mobile Winnica podcasting studio, if I can build it in time. On that note, this brings us to the end of our program. If you, like Garby, are going to leave us a voicemail, that number is 201-2-WENICA. If you want to leave us an email or attach your audio file for us to play on the show, that would be at podcast@AndrewBuffet. You can follow us on Google Plus, where intrepid Google Pluser Kevin McLaughlin is running our Plus page.
Yay!
I think he's doing very well, at least better than either of us. Is that not right?
I would say that's right.
Okay. He's doing very well, better than either of us. We said it. Jerry can be reached at jerry.jones@gmail.com if you want to contact Jerry. He can also be found wherever his mailbox is, where he will be camping out waiting for his HTC Evo 4G LTE.
No, I have to actually go into Best Buy to get it.
Okay, he will be sleeping at his Best Buy until it shows up.
It's the Best Buy on Atlantic right by Regency Mall.
Okay, if you visit the local Jacksonville Best Buy, you can see Jerry Jones. He will be appearing on whatever day he shows up to pick up his Evo 4G LTE.
You realize that Jacksonville's got more than one Best Buy, right?
Yes, but you
so
just
when
told
you say the local,
yes, the one Jacksonville, that, the one that Best you Buy. The one that you described.
Yeah, Atlantic Boulevard, right by Regency Mall.
Yes, he will be appearing live.
I will, and you know what? If you're in the area and you swing by on that, because it'll be the first day that Best Buy has them, because I was like the number five to pre-order it.
In that case, you will get a free Android Buffet something.
Autograph.
Yes, an autographed picture of Jerry Jones.
What? No.
You can have an autographed Android Buffet postcard.
If I had an Android Buffet postcard.
I'll deliver some to you.
Well, you better deliver them quick or...
Yes, bring along my copy of my soundboard.
And you know what?
Yeah.
If you do get them here by the time that I...
How about an autographed copy of your
or stickers? Do you have stickers?
Yeah. How about an autographed copy of your signature on a check?
No.
Okay. Worth a shot.
But I tell you what, if you do stop by and you see me and
you know what he looks like?
Yeah. And I won't be hard to identify. I'll be the big guy.
Okay. If you see Jerry Jones, you can have your picture taken with Jerry Jones.
Well, I tell you what, we'll swing over to the nearest Panera and we'll have breakfast.
Yes, and you may tweet plus Facebook all to all of your friends and say, I met the Jerry Jones, not to be confused with a Jerry Jones. Come on, you have to sell this, Jerry. You have to sell the experience of showing up at Best Buy to meet Jerry Jones.
There's also breakfast in it for you.
Okay, at a Panera.
Yeah.
That starts with P.
Yes.
Okay.
They have what they call a power sandwich, breakfast sandwich. It's bread and eggs and ham and I think some cheese, 340 calories.
If you show up, you can watch Jerry Jones eat a power sandwich. This offer is not available anywhere else.
Sometimes you're so whacked out.
I had a hard day.
But you're doing good.
Yes, this is how I de-stress.
All right. So shall we call it a day?
Yes, we shall.
All right. Bye, folks.
See you next week from the remote podcasting studio in the woods. Happy Memorial Day, or whatever Canadian holiday it is today. What is Canadian holiday is it today?
Dude, you really think I keep track of that?
Maybe.
No.
Okay. Whatever holiday it is in Canada, I know you have a holiday. Enjoy it. Go do whatever it is you do on this holiday to celebrate it. And by next week, I'll promise I'll remember to look up what it was. Or if not, you can send me an email. Bye now.
Bye.